been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the weekly wrap show of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, 21 years in the business as a professional money manager, former analyst, writer of a newsletter for the last 21 years, and kind of like a fishing guide, a guy that's in the water every single day. Oh, looking at a lot of stocks on a daily basis. This is my passion. We're going to end up having a pretty good week in the market this week. It seems like Jerome Powell smoothed out a lot of the things he said last week that scared the market. But that debate is going to continue to rage on and on and on as to when we'll have the next rate hike. Will inflation just be transitory, or is it something that is here to stay? Where does the economy go from here? We did have a big package that was passed or a deal made on infrastructure. And I do note that the infrastructure stocks are doing pretty well here. Also, have been watching interest rates very closely. We know how critical those interest rates are. We saw that sudden rise in rates back in February, and you saw a big contraction in the tech sector. The higher the multiple, the more the stocks contracted. We saw a big move to value stocks after that. And now, of all things, interest rates are back down under 1.5, and the tech stocks, the growth stocks, and the value stocks are looking pretty good right now. So I think right now the right way to handle a portfolio is to have a mix of growth and value. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I just got back from Sarasota. And I want to kind of highlight some of the things we talked about there. I met with a lot of individual investors this past week. I kind of want to go through some of my observations there of things that I see. Well, I've seen it, you know, all throughout my days in the business, 21 years. You know how many people I've sat across the table from or the desk from? During those 21 years, and I've seen all kinds of investors out there. Well, you know, that's all I can say is I just give you a few reasons that you might want to listen to what I have to say about the markets. As I mentioned, I've been a professional money manager for the last 21 years. I wrote up analyst research reports for several years. In the early years of my life, I've been a prolific writer recently for Seeking Alpha over the last several years. I'm ranked in the top 4% of all of the writers and bloggers and analysts that write articles for Seeking Alpha. And that's based on the performance of the stocks that I write about. I'm in the top 7% of all of the professional. I think there's 15,000 that they track, and I'm in the top 7% of all of those. I've been a bull for the last 13 years. This is 2012, 12 years. Okay, since 2009, March of 2009. I do believe in a little bit of market timing. I'm a veteran of two bear markets, which taught me a lot. Back in the year 2000, we saw the NASDAQ go down 79%, and we learned a lesson in that about valuation does matter. Yes, it does. Valuation does matter. There's no such thing as a new value paradigm. Eventually, the markets and stocks are going to come back to value. I also learned in the year 2000 that you can't have your offense on the field all of the time in the stock market. There's going to be another big bear market. The last one we had was in 08 and 09. I was a veteran of that one. You saw the S&P go down 53%. And over the years, I've identified what I think is the most reliable indicator of all that will give us an early warning of when the next bear market might be sneaking up behind us. We've had, you know, some scares over the last 12 years and some, you know, jolts in interest rates. We had the big COVID recession that was self-imposed. And I think another reason you might want to listen to me, you can go and look at my articles on Seeking Alpha. Just look up Bill Gunderson. And I showed these at my workshop last Wednesday in Sarasota. I'm the guy that went all in on March 23rd and called the market bottom of last year during the darkest moments of the pandemic surrounding coronavirus. And, of course, we made a lot of money since last February of last year. That was a very bold call that I made, but I used what I consider to be the very best indicator of all that gives us a warning or, you know, or gives us a reason to be in the market. And, you know, I publish that market signal every single week in my newsletter, which I've been producing for the last 21 years. And I offer 2 free weeks of that newsletter, which also has the portfolios that I manage. I'm also a portfolio manager. I don't own mutual funds. I own very few ETFs. I own individual stocks in my stock portfolios, which come in different sizes and different flavors. And I own individual bonds in my bond portfolio. I just think you have a lot more maneuverability and flexibility in owning individual stocks and individual bonds than owning bond funds, which are very subject to interest rates. Not that individual bonds aren't either, but with individual bonds, you have the luxury of holding them to maturity, right? You may see fluctuation along the way, but you hold it to maturity, and you can make some nice capital gains, actually, in individual bonds, too. You have the opportunity for that. In the bond funds, you're pretty much subject to interest rates. You're not able to hold your individual bonds to maturity. So every week in my newsletter, I put out my macro outlook, okay? That is critical. It was the macro outlook that told me to go all in 2009. The 2007 market was the first warning shot across the bow that things were getting ready to turn south. And that indicator pointed down. You know, it's a very easy indicator. It's based on earnings and earnings expectations. The market trades on earnings and earnings expectations. If you don't take anything else away from my show, that is the most important thing that the market looks at. Now, back in February of last year, when everybody thought that this was going to be another, a global almost plague type of situation that would ruin economies forever. If you looked at the earnings indicator for the S&P 500, it looked very bright beyond about a year. That's what it was factoring in of pandemic and slowdown and economic, a big slowdown and an earnings slowdown in the S&P 500. But beyond that year, it was pointing to very optimistic outlook. And that gave me the fortitude to go in with guns blazing on calling a bottom in the market back around March 23rd, actually. of last year. Well, that was then. You know what? In this business, you can't rest on your laurels. You can't say, oh, I've been right for the last 12 years about my market outlook. You know what people want to know now? What about the next 1 year? What about the next 2 years? That's what people care about now. Well, I update my newsletter every single week. Not only is my macro outlook there, but the best stocks that I can find in the market at any given point in time, the best bonds, I list my portfolios, and you can get 2 weeks free of my weekly newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. We'll be back with some methodology that I use. This is Bill Gunderson. Back here to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. 21 years managing money, several years as an analyst writing up research reports, 21 years of producing a weekly newsletter, and I've been on radio for the last 21 years. And if you like what you hear, my shows Monday through Friday are uploaded to my website at GundersonCapital.com and to most of the podcast sites. Just look up Bill Gunderson or Best Stocks Now, those shows shortly after I do my live shows Monday through Friday in the morning. Then, of course, I have Saturday shows across the country with a weekly wrap. But you can listen to those podcasts at your leisure. If you can find a show that talks more about what is going on in the market on a daily basis, I would challenge you to find one that I'm like a fishing guide on the water every single day of the market. I probably look at 1,000 different stocks a day, but I want to go back to the big picture. I met with a lot of people this past week while I was in Sarasota, one of the markets where my show is heard. And I have a lot of clients there. I have a lot of clients all across the country. But I have a big concentration of clients down in Florida and Sarasota, Minnesota, California, etc. But the number one question that I got while I was meeting with folks is, well, Bill, we know you called the market back in 2009 when to get back in, and you've been right about your macro outlook calls since then. You update them every week in your newsletter. You were right about February, March of last year of going back into the market with guns blazing. But you know what? This is now... this is late June, okay? We're almost halfway through the year. I'm more concerned now, Bill, about the next 12 to 24 months. Well, you should be. You should always. The market is forward-looking. It's not looking at yesterday. It's not looking at today. It's not looking at tomorrow. It's looking 18 to 24 months down the road. And that's why last February... it was a good opportunity. Actually, March, middle of March, March 19th, March 20th, right around in there is when I started going in with guns blazing. Because the market was looking ahead 18 to 24 months, and it liked what it saw. And that's that indicator that I put in my newsletter every single week. And people should be worried now about the next 18 to 24 months. Now, there's those that are worried about inflation, okay? There's those that are worried about another recession. There will be another recession. There's those that are worried about another bear market. There will be another bear market. I'm witnessed two big ones, and during my years, the 79% dot-com crash of the NASDAQ and the 53% crash of the S&P 500 during the financial crisis. And the lesson that I've learned from both of those is you can't have your offense on the field at all times. There has to be some kind of vigilance and watching and staying on top of things so that doesn't happen to your portfolio. I saw a lot of people basically wiped out in 2000 and a lot of people hurt badly in 2008. And I think there's times when you have to have your defense on the field and you have to have an exit strategy. You have to have an emergency plan. You know, just like I live in the southeast on the coast where it's hurricane country and we all have an evacuation route or we have generators that come on if the lights go out. We have basic food storage and water storage and energy storage, emergency preparedness. Well, I think you always have to have emergency preparedness in the market. You have to take advantage of the market during good times, which we've had for the last 12 years, and you have to be prepared to protect, kind of like a harvest, you know. You grow the hay, and it's time to harvest the hay, and then it's time to bundle it up and put it under storage and reap the harvest at times. Well, we're not there yet. But there is a lot of concern about the next 18 to 24 months. And that's where a professional money manager comes in. And obviously there's a couple of types of management in today's world. There's active management and there's passive management. Many of the firms have gone to a passive style where, you know, they make a little tweak every 3 months based on your age. Well, I think there's a lot more factors than just your age. There's recessions, there's inflation, there's the Fed, there's earnings of the S&P 500. All of this comes into play also, which should help form, you know, your current strategy in the market. I believe in being active in the market and not passive. That doesn't mean day trading. But it means taking advantage of the good times like we've had and we're still in. We had new highs in the market this past week. We're still in good times. And I give my forward outlook in my newsletter every week, which you can get 2 free weeks of by going to GundersonCapital.com. But I believe in being an active and vigilant investor. And that's how I treat the portfolios that I manage. And, you know, people have different risk tolerances, different stages of their life. Obviously, if you're 82 years old, you've got to be a little bit more worried about, you know, preservation of capital. Unless it's money going to the next generation, right, then you keep up the growth strategy. But we have to weigh that all out as money managers and as advisors, your risk tolerance and what your plans are for the money. So I have, you know, I run a large cap growth fund. I run a dividend and growth fund. I run a ultra growth portfolio. I run an emerging growth portfolio and a bond portfolio. And when you talk to one of our advisors, we try to put you in an allocation that we think is appropriate for you. And it's not going to be tweaked every 3 months. It's going to be looked at, those holdings, every single day because we're active managers and we always have our eyes in the rearview mirror so something doesn't creep up on us, because there will be another bear market. There will be another recession, and we have to be vigilant, always watching for that. What's my macro outlook for the next 18 to 24 months? Well, you can get 2 free weeks of my newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. We're going to end up having a pretty good week in the market. You know, we've seen pretty a kind of a strange year. Of course, last year, the market really favored the go-go momentum growth, high-growth stocks, and that's pretty much the locomotive that we rode last year in the market. It was all about electric vehicles, technology, the cloud, the fintech, financial technology stocks, et cetera. You know, you saw a lot of the highfalutin, very high growth ETFs, mutual funds really kill it last year. And we did too. We had a very, very good year. And then, okay, we turned the corner on a new year. We had, we had a seismic shift in Washington, to say the least. We went from kind of one extreme to another, which obviously changes the landscape for investing. We've had some inflation scares here recently, earlier this year. We had a big spike in interest rates in February, and when interest rate spikes, it has an adverse effect on multiples of stocks. In other words, P.E. ratios. It causes them to contract. And the most vulnerable stocks in a sudden rising interest rate event like we had in February are the ones with the highest P.E. ratios. So the big winners from last year, they had a 30 to 35% sell-off during the month of February. And I take a look, you know, a good proxy for that high growth area would be Cathie Wood's ARK ETFs. She's in the highest growth, highest PE, highest price to sales type of stocks. That's her methodology. And she obviously killed it last year. But then if you're going to stay the course with that kind of investing strategy, you're going to have to withstand a 30 to 35% hit like she did have experience. I myself, on the other hand, in the portfolios that I manage portfolios for people all across America. I'm a fee-based manager only. You don't pay another fee for the mutual fund managers that I put you in. I don't put you into mutual funds. You don't pay another fee for the ETFs that I put you in. I buy individual stocks and individual bonds in my bond portfolio. Now, having said that, there's kind of two styles of investing in the market. You've got your value investors and you've got your so-called more high growth slash momentum investors. Last year was a momentum high growth market, and that's the area of the market that you had to take advantage of. Value stocks have been out of favor for quite some time. I mean, years, really. And you've seen a lot of value hedge funds close shop. That's probably an indicator that it's time to be a value investor, but I've studied both disciplines during my 21 years in the market. I understand momentum investing quite well, and I understand value investing quite well, and believe it or not, I've kind of found that the answer is somewhere in the middle. I like securities, stocks, companies that have strong growth, strong momentum, are flourishing, are leaders at what they do in their industry, but I also pay close attention to the valuations of said stocks, okay? And, of course, you judge a valuation of a stock by looking at ratios, price to sales, price to earnings, forward price to earnings, PEG ratios, price to cash flow, price to book value, etc. We saw a sudden shift in February away from the growth momentum stocks to the value stocks, the cyclicals, the companies that are more tied to the economy, the lower PE, the lower price to sales stocks. Myself, as a money manager, I'm an unconstrained money manager. I don't run growth funds. I don't run value funds. I don't run innovation funds. I can go wherever I want to go in the market. I have a large cap fund. I call it Premier Growth. But sometimes, you know, it can be made up of more value stocks. I can lower the temperature of that portfolio if I want to. I don't have to be fully invested either. There's times when I want to have a good deal of cash on the sidelines, especially during a recession, which there will be another one out there somewhere. It's coming. We just don't know when, but there will be plenty of signs and plenty of indicators leading up to that. I don't want to own stocks when earnings are going down for the market and for individual stocks. I want to lighten up. So I like being unconstrained and being able to go where I want to go in the market when I think it's necessary to maybe put a little bit of defense on the field, okay, and take some of that offense. Now, last year, we had some huge winners in the market. We had Teladoc. We had Fiverr. We had Upwork. We had some of the solar stocks, Daco Energy, and many others, which you can see in the newsletter. I publish my portfolios every week in the newsletter, so you can see what I own, any changes I made during the week. I own about 25 stocks in each of my portfolios. I look at it as like a baseball roster, okay? A baseball roster has the 25 best players that a team has in their system. But go a step beyond that, and an all-star game, the Midsummer Classic, has the 25 best players in the entire, baseball. And I look at it that way. My portfolios, I want to own what I consider to be the very, very best positions, whether it be individual bonds in the bond portfolio, whether it be large cap stocks for that portfolio, or whether it be like, ultra growth stocks for that portfolio. And I want to be very, very vigilant on a daily basis, watching my portfolios, watching my holdings. I want to make as few changes as possible. But when you go back to February, it was time to cash in on a lot of those highfalutin stocks. They've come down considerably. And don't forget, a lot of those stocks were based on the theme of working from home, the DocuSigns and the Zoom video and others, Peloton, that were based on working from home. Well, the vaccine started to kick in January. So a shift away from those stocks because the market is looking ahead 18 to 24 months. So a shift away from those stocks, and it only made sense that now you got to look at cyclicals and stocks that will benefit from the economy starting to crank back up again. That's why we've seen a really nice run in the energy stocks as oil prices have come up, as demand has come back. You've seen a really strong gains in some of the restaurant stocks and some of the cyclicals, the hotel, the vacation stocks, and companies that just are tied and benefit from a surging economy. And that's what we started to see in February. And that's still a good place to be in the market. I haven't owned any value cyclical stocks for many, many years, but you know what? I think now is a very good time to kind of pay attention to how much you're paying for your stocks. I think interest rates could head back up again. We're at 1.50 right now, somewhere in there. But we started shooting up towards 2%. And if we start doing that again, though, high PE, high multiple stocks are going to come under fire, and you're going to have to watch those very, very closely. So anyways, being unconstrained allows me to go to the areas of the market that I think are the most favorable at any given time. I'm a fisherman, a weekend warrior when I can get some time off, and I live in a very fertile fishing area of the country. Well, you know what? You've got to narrow down and you've got to go where the fish are at. It changes from day to day. The currents, the tide, the moon, the feeding patterns. This is the same way in the stock market. And that's why I believe in active versus passive. Now you could say, well, how well have your active portfolios done? We know that you like value, and we know that you like growth, but how well have your portfolios done? Well, I publish them every week in my newsletter. I'm totally transparent. You can see how they've done. You can see why I'm in the top 4% of all of the writers for Seeking Alpha and in the top 7-8% of all of the analysts across America. I offer 2 free weeks of those portfolios by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back with a couple featured stocks.
You got to go where you want to go and do what you want to do.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. Reminder that I do a weekly weekday show on these same stations in most markets. And if it's not in your market, you can listen live on my website. I do my show live at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen at GundersonCapital.com, or you can listen at your leisure while you're up for your walk, you're on the treadmill, you can't go to sleep at night, you know, whatever the case may be. You can listen to my podcast. It ends up being about 45 minutes long, but it is packed full of what is going on in the market at any given point in time. And you can find my podcast on my website. GundersonCapital.com. I'm on iTunes, you know, many of the TuneIn Radio, many of the podcast sites. Just look up Best Stocks Now or Bill Gunderson. I'm also on Twitter. I'm on Stock Twits, which feeds into Twitter. And on Twitter and Stock Twits, I'm at Bill Gunderson. I have about 60,000 followers on Stock Twits. And I write articles generally every week for Seeking Alpha. You go to Bill Gunderson, look me up there, and you can look up those articles I was writing back in March of last year, 2020, at the very pits, the darkest hours of COVID, and how I was telling people that a new bull market was being born. I was absolutely right. In fact, I want to say the market's doubled. Since that point in time. That was a pretty good call, but I've made calls every year since 2009, and at some point I will put out a sell signal on the market, a time when you want to bring in the harvest and protect it. And that's one of the biggest sections of my newsletter every week. It's my macro outlook. And again, you can see what my current target price is for the S&P 500 are, what the risk to that target price, but more importantly, the areas that I think people should be invested in right now. If you're a growth investor, or if you're an income investor, or a growth and income investor, I have portfolios that cover all three of those disciplines. I'm just going to give you an example here. I'm going to give you an example of a growth stock I like right now. And a value stock. I think this is a market where the growth stocks have come back into favor here over the last 4 or 5 weeks because interest rates have come down. But let's not forget there's risk that interest rates start going back up again. That seems like the course of least resistance. So personally, I wouldn't go running back into the very high PE, high multiple stocks. They may have had a little rebound here, but I think they're a little vulnerable. In the environment we're in. I continue to like PayPal, however. PayPal's been very good to me over the years. It's been growing its earnings by 26% per year over the last 5 years. I created an app called BestStocksNowApp.com, which ranks almost 6,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs on a momentum and a value basis, and I combine those two. And when I look at PayPal, PayPal's currently ranked number 41 out of 5,855 And it's ranked as a strong buy in my own system, and these stocks are ranked every day, and that helps me narrow down the market on a daily basis, finding the strongest stocks in the market and also the strongest stocks that also are still decent values. PayPal is a holding in my large cap growth portfolio. PayPal is a $340 billion company. We call that a mega cap. And then I'll give you an example here of a value stock. I think in this market, you got to have a little bit of each in your portfolio. Interest rates start to rise, or economic reports come in showing strong GDP. That's going to favor the cyclicals, the value stocks. One I like there is Magna International. These are not recommendations. These are examples of stocks that meet my value and momentum criteria. Magna International is in the auto sector. They've been around for a long time, supplying Motown and the automakers with automotive systems, assemblies, modules, components, even complete vehicles for automotive original equipment manufacturers. But the reason I like Magna, the EV sector is red hot. There's a lot of growth potential over the next many years, but you've got to really pay up for a Tesla, obviously, or you have to really pay up for companies that don't even have products right now, like Lordstown Motors and Lucid Motors and Fisker, etc. Well, how about the companies that supply a lot of the pieces to these EV makers? Magna has a P.E. ratio of 19 right now, while Tesla has a P.E. ratio of 232 right now. And I just find companies like Magna and others, I own several following this theme, to be very favorable right now, plays on a burgeoning auto sector that is really being having a technology makeover right now. Cars are becoming almost like iPhones, where they just keep getting more and more capable. Pretty soon we'll have the autonomous. Some cars have autonomous. We'll have a lot of electric cars on the road. And I like a lot of the companies that do a lot of the parts and different things for the auto EV makers, but you're not paying EV maker prices. But anyways, that's our weekly wrap-up for the week. As I said, my podcast is on every day except for Sunday, or live show Sunday. I don't do a live show on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, you can listen to my shows. And those shows are uploaded to my website every day at GundersonCapital.com. You can try out my app that I invented, the Best Stocks Now app. It's on the Apple Store, App Store. It's in the Google Play Store. And I have a web version on the big screen, BestStocksNowApp.com. But a good place to start looking into us and our money management and the other services we offer is through the newsletter that I've been publishing for the last 21 years. Got the portfolios, my current macro outlook. Go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.